Pre-record.
So, how important is dental health to Brits?
Dental health is very important to Brits, and that's something that we were particularly pleased to find out from our research. We were concerned that, given all the many challenges people face today in their daily lives, that dental care might be well down on their list of priorities. And in fact, what we found was that 93% of people agreed that their dental health was important or very important to them. And that's something that we thought was good and was really reassuring that people were taking their dental health seriously. However, on the basis that people understand how important their dental health is, it did give us some cause for concern around some of the other issues that our survey identified.
So why have so many Brits had to delay or cancel treatment?
Many Brits have had to delay or cancel treatment as a direct result of the cost of going to the dentist. If you just go to a dentist once or twice a year for a checkup, then it doesn't cost you that much. And if you're lucky enough to have an NHS dentist, it could just be £17. If you need a simple filling or something like that, then you're maybe talking £20, £50 or £100. However, once you start needing crowns, bridge work, more complex dental treatment, and if you choose or have to go to a private dentist, then the costs can really mount up and you can end up paying hundreds or even in some extreme cases, thousands of pounds. That's the sort of amount of money that people don't just have lying around. And we found that over 30% of people had delayed or cancelled dental treatment in the last 12 months as a direct result of the cost. And that's something that is a big concern and really shows us that people should try to plan ahead and find ways of budgeting for that sort of cost so that their teeth and their dental health doesn't suffer.
So what can be done to help avoid all these high costs?
To help avoid high costs, it's important to plan for the unexpected. And looking after your teeth is no different than many other things in life, in just the same way that you can take out insurance for your holiday or your car or your pet or your house. You can take out insurance to cover your teeth as well. Putting a little bit of money aside each month, maybe as little as £7 to £10 each month, means that when the big bills arrive, you can get a big amount of that paid, and that really helps out and helps you not worry so much when it comes to having to have dental treatment and pay for that. It's also something that employers can help with, so there are a wide range of options available for people looking for dental plans or dental insurance.
So what can employers do about it, and what should employers, and why should employers do something?
Employers should do something about this because a lot of people are taking unplanned leave, unplanned time off work as a direct result of needing dental work done. We found that 15% of people had taken unplanned leave as a direct result of needing emergency dental care. And the more people don't look after their teeth and take preventative dental treatment and go for regular checkup scales and polishes, things like that, the more likely they are to be storing up problems and having to have emergency dental treatment down the line. In some regions of the UK, as many as one in five people were reporting that they were taking unplanned time off from work. And this is a big problem for employers, particularly for small employers, where losing a key member of staff is something that it isn't easy for them to get round. And being able to cover for that person when they're not there can cause real problems, particularly for small businesses. But even in large businesses, it puts extra pressure on the team and the people that are having to pick up the work for people that aren't around. So this is something that employers really should be taking seriously. And there are a lot of things that they can do to help support their staff and to try to help staff manage their teeth and look after their dental health.
So finally, where can we get some more information from?
You can get more information from our website. That's www.cigna.co.uk. Or you can call and speak to one of our consultants on 01475 788 779.